See, without the next is very serious thing, but he put seriously. So now Ahankara, you know very well, I sense the knowledge I am. The knowledge I am, the I sense, is Ahankara. It must be there for the knowledge the world is to be there. If the knowledge that the world exists, the world is not there, then the world is as good as non-existent. The world does not exist for us, will not be existent for us, if there is no knowledge that the world exists. When does it happen? In deep sleep state. The world is existent in when you are asleep, the world exists. But for you, the world is as good as non-existent. The world does not exist when there is no knowledge that the world exists. So for this knowledge that the world exists to be there, there must be the knowledge that I am. Very important. Okay. In deep sleep state, when there is no knowledge that I am, then there cannot be the knowledge that the world is. Therefore, there is neither the knower, neither the I, nor the world in sleep. In sleep, understand now, there is the knowledge I am is not there. Therefore, the knowledge that the world is also not there. When the knowledge I am is not there, when the knowledge the world is not there, then the world is as good as non-existent. The world is not there. Is it clear? Therefore, if you ask this, what is Ahankara, this knowledge I am. What is this, if you say? This knowledge is, if does the I have any form, if you ask? Does the I, the knowledge I am, have any form, if you say? There is no form. It is of the nature of formlessness. This formless Ahankara has no form. But it is. So this knowledge I am is not possible if there is no matter at all. So there must be, where does knowledge rise? This knowledge I am rises in the form of a thought in the mind, and for the knowledge to rise, for the mind to be, the mind has to be functional. For the mind to be functional, it must be associated with the body, live body. So what is a live physical body? Is a given form, material form. So live physical body is a material form. And only within this live physical material form, there can be what? The mind can be functional. The mind unassociated with the physical body cannot be functional. The non-functional mind is a mind which is in deep sleep state, where there cannot be manifestation of knowledge I am. There cannot be manifestation of knowledge that the world is. So for the mind, now for the manifestation of the knowledge I am, or for the world is, the mind must be functional, so that the thoughts can rise and resolve. For the mind to be functional, it must be associated with the physical body. And the body must be alive physical, in fact, body. You can say that mind, body must be associated with the body. What is the body? It's a material form. Isn't it? Therefore, where does the, this for, even though Ahankara the knowledge I am is by itself is formless. But it is born of where? Where does it rise? The ahankara, the formless ahankara, rises only in the functional mind associated with the, what no? Associated with the physical form. And this ahankara, not only does it rise in the mind, functional mind associated with the physical body, but also ahankara, what happens now? It remains rooted in the forms also. How? As I sense is identified, becomes identified with other thoughts, then I am becomes associated with jealousy, hatred, anger. Then what happens then? I am jealous. I am hateful. I am angry. Like that. It identifies with the mind, the dullness of the mind, knowledge of the mind. Then the ahankara remains rooted in all the forms, having an identity, isn't it? Ahankara is identified, becomes identified with all other thoughts, the pranas, the sense powers, also organs of actions, and also the entire physical body. So all this anatma, however long the mind has, the mind is capable of reaching out, so long the ahankara also reaches out, and as it remains rooted in the forms. So formless ahankara, I'm repeating again, if the knowledge I am, if you analyze, what is the form of ahankara? What ahankara? I am. I am is what? Knowledge. What is the form of the knowledge? Formlessness. The formless knowledge, okay, the manifest knowledge, anyway, formless ahankara, where is it born? Where does it rise? Can it rise independently outside of a form? No, it rises only in the functional mind associated with the physical body. Therefore, it rises where? Only in the forms. Ahankara cannot rise independently, okay, without the body, in a non-functional mind. Therefore, ahankara rises only in the functional mind. And the functional mind can be function only if it is associated with the physical body. Therefore, ahankara rises where? In the forms. The ahankara is born of rising, it rises in the forms. And what happens? It remains rooted in the forms also. How? Because of the wrong identity, because of the ahankara. Ahankara being inseparably associated, inseparable, because the closest proximity, there is no distance between ahankara and other thoughts. Therefore, what happened? Ahankara being identified with the thoughts, identified with the mind, then it becomes identified with the other subtle aspects. Thereby, ahankara becomes identified with the entire sukshma shariram, then thereby identified with the physical body also. Ahankara's identity does not go beyond the body. Why? Because the mind can reach only to the body. The mind, understand now what I'm saying. The mind is backing only the sense powers. Therefore, we have how far does the mind back up? We say mind backs up only all the sense powers until the skin. Therefore, ahankara also is what now? Until the skin, until the this body only. Identity is only with the body. That's why identity does not go to the chair. Then you will say, "What, I am so wide, occupying so room." You don't say all those things. Because So, wherever the mind, however far the mind reaches and backs up, so far the ahankara also what now is identified with. It's called what now? Anatma, is it? It's called adhyasaha. Now you have to teach the whole thing again differently here. It's called adhyasaha. What adhyasa? Mistaking anatma, anatma being mistaken for atma. Anatma being mistaken for the self. So, anatma being mistaken for the atma, the self means what? Ahankara being identified with the anatma. Is it clear? Therefore, that anatma, this ahankara being identified with anatma, the body, in terms of body mind complex, is called adhyasaha, is called what? Ahankara remaining rooted in the forms. You have to, this really, he makes us think very well. What is ahankara? First of all, now we understand what? The knowledge, I am. What is I am? What is I? First of all, even I itself, even without the am also. Just take I itself. Without am, just take I, non. Don't add irikiren. Just I. What is this I? Knowledge. Manifestation of knowledge. Okay. Is knowledge. What is the form of the I? Formless. This knowledge I am, I is what? Ahankara. This is a formless. But where does this formless I rise? Formless I, where does it rise? Only in the functional mind associated with the my bodies, which are forms. And this formless I, having risen in the functional minds associated with the bodies, the forms, remains rooted in the forms. How does it remain rooted? Because of its being identified with the body mind complex, the forms. Is it clear? I'm giving you the introduction before I go to the verse. Then also what now? Ahankara as an enjoyer what now? Also enjoys the forms. Enjoy means what? Contributes for the... If there's no ahankara, can there be enjoyment of forms? Enjoyment of objects? So enjoyment of objects, experience of objects is possible only if there is what? Experiencer. Therefore, what happens now? Also obtains as the enjoyer and experiencer of the forms. So, contributes for the enjoyment of the experience of the forms also. And this ahankara and the forms wherever it rise, does it remain in one mind? One, does it remain in one form, physical body? No. Every time the mind moves to another body, ahankara also what rises where? In a new form. I sense rises this janma, this body. And this body goes, again mind goes to another body. And again where? Ahankara rises in a new body, new form. So all the time, the forms where it rises also what? It keeps changing. And Hachan Ahankara by itself is what now? Is of the nature of formlessness. And that Ahankara, if you ask, my God, this I, which is knowledge, manifest knowledge, which is of the nature of formlessness, rises only in the mind, which is a thought form. And a thought form, there is no more thought, isn't it? Associated with the, manifest in the thought form. And a thought in the functional mind associated with the physical body, which is another physical form. And thereby what happens? Remains rooted in all the forms, being identified with all the body mind complex. And thereby what happens? Because then it contributes for the enjoyment experience of the external forms also. All the objects. The forms in terms of all the objects. And not only that, it shifts. Ahankara rises in different forms. It keeps on changing its forms also. Moving, as the mind goes to another, mind assumes another body, it rises in another body. Again has different identity. And such, this is what this ahankara, I sense, I, what he says, swa vichara kale, if you inquire what this I is, when the nature of the I is inquired into, then what happens? This ahankara, devil, pishacha, no, resolves, disappears. Ahankara will resolve. Therefore, what he says, Ramana Maharshi, never ever try to give up ahankara. If you try to give up ahankara, you will go mad. And the more you try to give up, the more strongly ahankara will hold on to you. And it will become very difficult for you to get rid of, you know, ahankara. Therefore, never ever try to give up ahankara. Understand what ahankara is. Enquire into the nature of ahankara. If you enquire the nature of ahankara, you will see suddenly ahankara will resolve and ahankara will disappear. You will not find ahankara. If you enquire the nature of wave, you will not find wave. Oh my God, what is H2O? In the same way, if you enquire the nature of ahankara, you will stumble upon pure knowledge, the consciousness. The ahankara will resolve, will disappear. So this is the teaching. And this teaching, how does he give in the 25th verse, Ramana Maharshi? I have already told you what I need to tell you. Let me read the verse now, because I was thinking how to put it for you. Rupodbhavo, rupodbhavo, rupatati pratishto, rupatati pratishto, rupashano, rupashano, dhrutagrihita rupa, dhutagrihita rupaha, dhutagrihita rupaha, swayam virupaha, virupaha, swavichara kale, dhavatyahankara, dhavatyahankara, pishachayeshah, pishachayeshah, ahankara pishachah, yeshah ahankara pishachah. This ahankara devil. Is there a devil other than you? Is what? Yeshah ahankara pishachah. This ahankara devil. What happens? Dhavati. Dhavati means what? It non-reachably, it runs. Which means you can never catch hold of ahankara. My God, this is a big lesson for all those people who tell us to give up ahankara. Are you holding on to ahankara for you to give it up? Ramana Maharshi says, if you inquire when, no, this ahankara pishacha, there's no pishacha, there's no devil other than ahankara. And this ahankara devil, dhavati, runs far ahead of you, it runs. How non-reachably runs, which means you can never catch hold of ahankara. which means ahankara must be there somewhere for it to go and catch hold of it, which means it will just disappear. Okay, ahankara dhavati means what? It runs means ahankara will resolve and disappear. Now, ahankara disappearing means what? Ahankara running, ahankara disappearing means ahankara will resolve means ahankara, you cannot find ahankara as something which enjoys existence of its own. Ahankara is not something which enjoys existence of its own. Ahankara has no independent existence at all. If you inquire into the ahankara, ahankara will resolve, disappear. Therefore, he says, ahankara pishachaha yeshaha dhavati. It runs, means it will run and run and run, non-reachable, and you can never catch hold of it. Why? Because it will disappear, it will resolve itself in the reality, the very real nature, the consciousness. When will it resolve? Vichara kale. When? Only at the time of enquiry. When will it? Vichara kale. When you enquire into the nature of ahankara, what is I? The knowledge I is, when you enquire, then it will resolve. Vichara kale. The ahankara pishachaha yeshaha dhavati. Thank God, no complete sentence is there. Yeshaha ahankara pishachaha swavichara kale dhavati. Means what? It will resolve. It will disappear. Where will it resolve? It will abscond where? In its real nature. It means you cannot find the ahankara. You will experiencing the wave also. If you are inquiring into the nature of the what this wave is, experiencing wave, after seeing the water, you can say it is only water, there is no wave. Experiencing the wave also, without denying the experience of the wave, you can say very well, there's no wave, there's only water in the form of wave. Similarly, there's no I, there's no I am, other than knowledge, the consciousness. This is called one, arriving at this fact is what? Saying ahankara will be resolved when it is inquired into, when you inquire into the nature of the ahankara, therefore you cannot give up ahankara. Okay, and what is this ahankara which will resolve? He says, swayam virupaha. What is I is, if you ask, does the I, if you say manifest knowledge, have any form? The I by itself, does it have any form? The virupaha. So I actually is of the nature of formlessness. I, the formless, I has no form. Because you can't even conceive mentally. You can't even see. You can't think. You can't think of how it looks. What is the form of the I? No, formless. The I which is distinguished from the all the thoughts, which is distinguished from the sense powers, which is distinguished from the, distinguished from the, all the functions, all the physical body, distinguished from everything else, that I, which obtains as the experiencer knower, that I is what now? I has no form of its own. Therefore, virupaha. Swayam ahankaraha, swayam virupaha. Ahankaraha, viswa vichara kale dhavati. It goes and disappears, runs and disappears. It means what? It will not be there anymore. Then that ahankara is ದೂತ ಗೃಹೀತ ರೂಪ. ದೂತ ಗೃಹೀತ ರೂಪ ಮೀನ್ಸ್ ವಾಟ್? ನೌ ಎವ್ರಿ ಟೈಮ್ ಅಹಂಕಾರ ರೈಸಸ್, ದಿಸ್ ಫಾರ್ಮ್ಲೆಸ್ ಅಹಂಕಾರ, ವಿ ಡಸ್ಂಟ್ ಹ್ಯಾವ್ ಫಾರ್ಮ್ ಆಫ್ ಇಟ್ಸ್ ಓನ್, ರೈಸಸ್ ವೇರ್? ಓನ್ಲಿ ಇನ್ ದಿ ಮೈಂಡ್ ಅಸೋಸಿಯೇಟೆಡ್ ವಿತ್ ದ ಫಿಸಿಕಲ್ ಬಾಡೀಸ್ ವಿಚ್ ಆರ್ ಫಾರ್ಮ್ಸ್, ಅಂಡ್ ದಾಟ್ ಫಿಸಿಕಲ್ ಬಾಡಿ ಹ್ಯಾಪನ್ಸ್ ಟು ಬಿ ಚೇಂಜ್ಡ್ ಆಲ್ ದ ಟೈಮ್. ವಿ ಸೇ ವಾಟ್ ನೌ? ವಿದೂತ ದೂತ ಗೃಹೀತ ರೂಪ. ಅಹಂಕಾರ ರೈಸಸ್ ಇನ್ ಡಿಫರೆಂಟ್ ಫಾರ್ಮ್ಸ್, ನಾಟ್ ಒನ್ ಫಾರ್ಮ್, ಇಸ್ಂಟ್ ಇಟ್? That is why ahankara rises in different forms, different body, different, you know, the mind keeps on changing the bodies. Therefore, dhuta grihita ropaha, always changing its form where it rises. Then, this ahankara, rupa ashanaha means what now? The one who enjoys, the devourer of the forms. Devourer of the forms means what? Devourer of the forms means, no, there's no form, every object is a given, enjoys a given form. Sound form, form, touch form, taste form, isn't it? The whole universe, the entire objective universe, including one's body, mind, sense complex, can be reduced to what? Can be reduced to forms only. Five forms. Fivefold objects, isn't it? So all these forms enjoy their existence only when they become the known. So the world of objects obtaining in five different forms as five different objects, perceived through five different senses, including the sense powers also, become what now? Actually become, they enjoy their existence only when the ahankara is there. Without the ahankara, there cannot be experiencer. Understand? Without the knowledge I, there cannot be experiencer. Therefore, the contributes for what now? The existence of the all the forms. Therefore, the enjoyer, the experiencer of all the forms. The enjoyer, experience of all the forms is also what? Devourer of all the forms. One who intakes all the forms, isn't it? Now, he says, and this ahankara, rupa tati pratishtaha, the formless ahankara, what happens now? Becomes identified, you know, with all the forms, thereby becomes identified with all the forms, it remains rooted in the forms. How? I am sad when you say ahankara is rooted where? In the mind. I am enthusiastic when you say ahankara is rooted in where? In the intellect. I am hungry when you say ahankara is rooted in what? In prana. When you say I am fat, ahankara is rooted in the physical body. Like ahankara being identified with all these anatma aspects is what is said to be ahankara remaining rooted in the forms. Formless ahankara rising in the forms, changing its forms. And as remaining rooted in the forms, is actually formless, is what? This is how the ahankara is. And this, where does the ahankara rise? Can the eye walk by itself on its own? Can one wave just be there? Can there be something called I? Something called I walk by itself, be there by itself? Can I be born by itself out of a womb? No. This all makes us think, isn't it? This I, all the time is referred to. When we refer to ourselves, we use this pronoun I the first person singular pronoun I. I repeat it. Every time we ref, everyone when refers to oneself, you expresses, uses this expression I, the first person singular pronoun I. This I, actually what? The formless knowledge. And this I, therefore, it doesn't have, it cannot be without any forms. It rises where? It rises in the thought form. Rises in what form? Rises in the form of a thought. The formless I rises in the form of a thought in the functional mind associated with the gross physical body. And this I, swavichara kale, when we enquire into what this I is all about, you understand what? This I is only manifestation of knowledge. There are some people say reflection of consciousness. I never like to use that word. The manifestation of consciousness. Every reflected sun you see in the water pot, the pot full of water, what do you say? The reflection is of the sun. The sun is not the reflection, but the reflection is definitely nothing of the sun only. Similarly, this manifest knowledge, the I am, I is what? Pure consciousness. The pure consciousness is not the I. Consciousness is not the I. Understand? Consciousness, the reality is not the I. But I, the, understand? Is I am consciousness. So when you understand the reflection is that sun, there is no there cannot be something called reflection without the sun. The reflection is when? Only when there is a pot underneath, isn't it? Therefore, if there is no thought, there is no mind, what happens to the manifestation? This is the consciousness. That's what, if you understand, oh my God, what is the reflection here? Reflection I see in this, the pot. If you analyze, finally, you understand what? This, every reflection is the sun. Similarly, here, we understand this, what you refer to as I, is what? Consciousness manifest is I. There's no I am consciousness. We understand I am consciousness, the I nothing but consciousness, Brahman, the reality, the Atma, you, all these words you say. Then, when you inquire what this I is, I will be resolved in consciousness. Ahankara will disappear for good. Which means you cannot catch hold of Ahankara as an independent entity. The I is not independent entity. My God. Now, what will you refer to yourself? I is resolved in consciousness. Now, what are you now? Where are you now? Where are you? Pooja Swamiji always asks this question. Where are you? Say there's only Bhagavan. If this knowledge has risen in your mind, buddhi, this mind is really fortunate mind. Where are you? Where is I? When does the I exist? Only if it is not enquired into. Swavichara kale dhavati yeshaha pishachaha ahankaraha. This devil ahankara, my God. Just being there, if you do not enter into the nature of ahankara, it will give rise to what? All forms of mental agony. If it is enquired into, all it will, when ahankara resolves, is resolved cognitively, everything else, all the problems caused by the wrong identity also will be resolved for good. So what Yamamarishi wants to say here is, that's why there is no way of arriving at the truth, the reality of the whole, without having arrived at the truth of the individual. So without having arrived at the truth of the whole as the truth of oneself, there's no way of arriving at the vision of God, arriving at the God. There's no way of having the vision of the God. All the three are the same. Atma Jnanam, Brahma Jnanam, Brahma's Bhagavat Sakshatkaraha, all the three mean the same. Tannai Aridale, Prapanchatte Aridal, Prapanchatte Aridale, Irevane Kanadal. So, Rupa Udbhavaha. Rupa Udbhavaha means what? This ahankara, where does it rise? In the forms. In which forms? In the body of a thought, that is in the functional mind. And what does it do? It remains identified with the all the forms, and thereby it remains rooted in all the forms. Ahankara is sitting in everywhere. And you have to use what? You have to do the Driktrishi Veka Prakriya to distinguish Ahankara, to pull the Ahankara. Then again you have to Pancha Kosha Prakriya you have to use. Then you to drag Ahankara. It remains rooted in every layer of personality. You have to drag the essence from every layer of personality by using what? By using the Pancha Kosha Prakriya. Then use Avastatriya Prakriya to drag the Ahankara from each state of mind which you experience. Drag it. And having dragged, my God, you don't know where to put it. Where to place I. It is not its place. And finally, what is I is, my God, we analyze into it. It has to resolve only in, cognitively, you have to put it only in pure awareness. What is awareness? The only reality which is of the nature of timelessness, beginninglessness, endlessness, changelessness, all pervasiveness. Is it? Resolve it. Then you have to say what now? I, my God, is nothing but consciousness. I is Brahma. When you say, I is Brahma, you can say, every thought is Brahma, the mind is Brahma, pranas are Brahma. Every object of knowledge is what? Every object of knowledge, external object of knowledge is not outside of the thought. Every object of knowledge is not outside of cognition. So, existence of every object, internal, external, subtle, gross, small, big, perceptible, imperceptible, every object, perceptible object or imperceptible object like headache. Not our sense perception, our thought perception, isn't it? But every object which enjoys existence, existence of any object in any form presupposes the corresponding cognition. Understand? The cognition is what? Vritti plus manifestation of consciousness. Therefore, where does the object exist? Not outside of manifestation. The cognition. What is cognition now? Every cognition is manifestation of consciousness. Understand? And what is, therefore, nothing is outside of consciousness. Therefore, I is Brahma. Every object is Brahma. The whole Jagat is Brahma. Therefore, what we can say, Aham Brahmasmi, Sarvam Kalvidam Brahma. All that is here is only Brahma. Now, we have to understand cognition to really to appreciate this thing. So, Mandukya I taught many times, of course, when I was talking, discussing, we explained, there is no jagat outside of your mind. The whole jagat, the entire world of objects, exist where? Only in the corresponding cognitions. And where are the cognitions? No, the thoughts are, where are the thoughts? The mind. So the thoughts themselves become cognitions? No. The thoughts rise, remain, resolve where? In awareness. So thoughts rise, there is manifestation. Therefore, what is it? The whole jagat is what? Shines where? Only in the awareness, the consciousness, Brahma. There is neither you, nor he, nor she, nor it, nor that, nor those, these. Nothing, all that is here is only, you can say Paramatma, Ishraha or Brahma. You can say, what is this? Only God, you can say. If you are very religious, philosophically religious. Or you can only, you want to be only philosophical, not one religious. You can say, all only reality, Brahma. Don't use the word God. You can say this way or that way. So what happened in the meanwhile? Only Brahma means you have resolved your identity. Okay? You have lost your identity. Is losing one's wrong self-identity by resolving it in reality is called what? Is called in fact Tirukalyanam, Irandu Arakalathal, is called wedlock with God, wedding with Bhagavan, marrying Bhagavan. In fact, you don't need to become one, because you're already one. This is what he says in this verse. Nice verse, isn't it? Now you really think, you are really taking this eye, pulling it like how in when you do some tests, when they want to do some biopsy, you have some lump here. They don't take the whole neck there, isn't it? But you know, what they need to say? They need to say, take some little flesh or some tissues from your lump, they pull it out, drag it outside of that lump. Lump will be sitting here. Little of flesh tissues they take, and they go and experiment. Like that, you did not even a small, tiniest here, completely formless eye, you have to drag out. Cognitively, you have to pull it out. Cognitive pull you have to make. Cognitively shift it from everything and see what it is. My God, it will go and disappear. Resolve in what? Awareness. Consciousness. There's no I. That's what he says, what? Yeshaha pishachaha hankaraha so vicharakale dhavati. It disappears when it is anchored into. I really like this particular verse. Formless ahankara rises in forms, remains rooted in forms. And experiences and then devours forms, enjoys forms. And it keeps on changing the forms which it rises. But by itself is no form. And this ahankara, it is like a riddle, when you enquire into, it resolves, disappears. Nice, isn't it? I like this one.
ರೂಪೋದ್ಭವೋ ರೂಪತತಿ ಪ್ರತಿಷ್ಠೋ ರೂಪಾಶನೋ ರೂಪಗೃಹೀತ ರೂಪ ಸ್ವಯಂ ವಿರೂಪ ಸ್ವವಿಚಾರ ಕಾಲೇ ಧಾವತ್ಯಹಂಕಾರ ಪಿಶಾಚ ಯೇಷಃ.
ನೈಸ್. ಓಕೆ, ನೌ ನೈಸ್ ವರ್ಸ್ ಅಗೇನ್ ಫಾಲೋಸ್. ಆರ್ ಯು ಆಲ್ ಅಪ್ ದ ಟೀ? ಓಕೆ.
ಭಾವೇಹಮಸರ್ವಮಿದಂ ವಿಭಾತಿ ಭಾವೇಮಸರ್ವಮಿದಂ ವಿಭಾತಿ ಭಾವೇಹಮಸರ್ವಮಿದಂ ವಿಭಾತಿ ಸರ್ವಮಿದಂ ವಿಭಾತಿ ಲಯೇಹಮೋ ನೈವ ಲಯೇಹಮೋ ನೈವ ವಿಭಾತಿ ಕಿಂಚಿತ್ ಕಿಂಚಿತ್ ತಸ್ಮಾದಹಂ ರೂಪಮಿದಂ ಸಮಸ್ತಂ ಹಂ ರೂಪಮಿದಂ ಸಮಸ್ತಂ ತನ್ಮಾರ್ಗಣಂ ಸರ್ವಜಯಾಯ ಮಾರ್ಗಃ ಮಾರ್ಗಣಂ ಸರ್ವಜಯಾಯ ಮಾರ್ಗಃ ಭಾವೇಹಮಸರ್ವಮಿದಂ ವಿಭಾತಿ ಸರ್ವಮಿದಂ ವಿಭಾತಿ ಲಯೇಹಮೋ ನೈವ ವಿಭಾತಿ ಕಿಂಚಿತ್ ಮೋ ನೈವ ವಿಭಾತಿ ಕಿಂಚಿತ್ ತಸ್ಮಾದಹಂ ರೂಪಮಿದಂ ಸಮಸ್ತಂ ಪಮಿದಂ ಸಮಸ್ತಂ ತನ್ಮಾರ್ಗಣಂ ಸರ್ವಜಯಾಯ ಮಾರ್ಗಃ ತನ್ಮಾರ್ಗಣಂ ಸರ್ವಜಯಾಯ ಮಾರ್ಗಃ.
ಸಿ ಇದಂ ಸರ್ವಂ ವಿಭಾತಿ. ಇದಂ ಸರ್ವಂ ವಿಭಾತಿ ಮೀನ್ಸ್ ವಾಟ್? This entire objective universe shines. When you say Jagad Asti, the universe is, the world exists, when do you say the whole world shines for you? These thoughts shine, these pranas shine, the sense powers shine, the body shines, the external objects shine, others' actions shine. The expressions of others' thoughts shine, of actions. So the whole world exists for you. There's experience of the external objective universe which is inclusive of your body, mind, sense complex. There is experience of the external objective universe which is inclusive of your body, mind, sense complex. ಇದಂ ಸರ್ವಂ ವಿಭಾತಿ ವಿಭಾತಿ ನಾಟ್ ವಿಭಾತಿ ನಾಟ್ ವಿವಿಧಂ ಭಾತಿ ನಾಟ್ ಒನ್ ಥಿಂಗ್ ಮೈ ಗಾಡ್ ಇನ್ಯುಮರಬಲ್ ಕೌಂಟ್ಲೆಸ್ ಫಾರ್ಮ್ಸ್ ಎವ್ರಿಥಿಂಗ್ ಶೈನ್ಸ್ ಹಿಯರ್ ಸೊ ವೆನ್ ಡಸ್ ಇಟ್ ಶೈನ್ ಹಿ ಸೇಸ್ ಭಾವೇ ಅಹಮಃ ಓನ್ಲಿ ವೆನ್ ದರ್ ಇಸ್ ಐ ಓನ್ಲಿ ವೆನ್ ದಿ ಐ ಎಕ್ಸಿಸ್ಟ್ಸ್ Only when there is the knowledge I am, when the I is, then the whole Jagat shines. When the I exists, only then the whole Jagat also what? Shines, enjoying existence. Bhave Ahamaha means, when the I exists, then alone the entire universe, objective universe, shines, enjoys its existence. Laye ahamaha, laye ahamaha, when the I is resolved. I means what? When the I sense is resolved, when the I itself is knowledge, Adiji. When the I is resolved, when do you understand when the I is resolved? When the knowledge I am is not there, I is resolved. When the knowledge I am is not there, when the I sense is not there, when I is resolved, then what happens?
kinchit naiva vibhati, nothing, not even little of this universe shines. Nothing shines when the eye sense is resolved. This entire universe enjoys existence, shines, everything shines only when there is the knowledge I am. Therefore, tasmad aham rupam idam samastam. Therefore, I am the truth. I is the truth of the entire universe. Why I is the truth of the entire universe? Because the universe does not exist independently without the I. If there is knowledge I am, then the universe also enjoys existence. If there is no knowledge I am, the universe does not enjoy existence. Therefore, where does the universe exist? The universe does not exist independently means if there is I am, the knowledge I am, there is universe. The knowledge I am is not there, the universe does not enjoy existence. Therefore, loses its existence. And the universe also becomes resolved, which means the universe can never exist independently if there is no knowledge I am. Which may, therefore you can say the universe is dependent on the knowledge I am. Existence of the universe is dependent on the existence of the I, the knowledge I am. Therefore, what can you say? You can say I am. The I is as good as the cause. Universe is as good as the effect. Therefore, we say what? The entire universe, idam samastam aham rupam. The entire cosmos, universe, objective universe is form of the I. Form of the I. The entire universe is form of the I. I is of the nature of formlessness. I has no form, but this formless I, what now, alone shines in the form of this entire universe. The entire universe can be looked upon as the form of the I. See, when you say the entire universe can be looked upon as the form of the I, you must have already done what? Shifted the I sense from body, mind, and complex. And you must have cognitively included the body, mind, and complex in the objective universe. Okay? I'm repeating this. You must, see, we must have analyzed thoroughly. You must have shifted the I sense from the body, mind, and complex. And you must have cognitively included the body, mind, and complex in the cognitive, objective universe, as part of the objective universe. Now you say, when does this, even your own body exist for you, when? If you do not know you are, can you say you know that your body exists? The body may be existent, but your own physical body is as good as non-existent for you. Your own thoughts, your own relatives, your own friends, your own people, your own house, your own bed where you are sleeping. Nothing is existent for you when there is no knowledge I am. Isn't it? Therefore, the knowledge I am, I, this ahami, ahamaha laye, when the I sense is resolved, the knowledge I am is resolved, it is not there. Nothing shines. Everything shines only when there is knowledge I am. If there is I sense, the world shines. If there is no I sense, the world resolves. Therefore what? The world never enjoys existence of its own. Never enjoys independent existence. Never can the world enjoy existence of its own. It always enjoys existence, what? Depending upon the self, I. Therefore, what now? If the world is dependent on the existence of the I, for it to enjoy the status of being existent, then we can say what? The I is as good as the cause, the world is as good as the effect. Therefore, the world is never, never separable from the I, and the world is never distant from the I. The world cannot be distanced from the I. The world can be separated from the I. The world is non-separate, inseparable from the I. Okay? In fact, the world is the form of the I. The whole jagat is what? Form of the I. Tasmat. I am not saying this. Ramana Maharshi says, Tasmat. Aham rupam idam samastam. This entire cosmos, entire universe is what? Aham rupam, form of the I. That's why you can say what? I am the whole. I, the self, am the whole. I am the whole. Or you can say what now? I is the whole. When you say I am the whole, what do you mean? You have shifted the I from the body, mind and complex, resolved it, no? Then you can understand the whole jagat is what? There is no jagat outside of me. There is nothing in the world which is outside of I, the real I. The actual I. So difficult for us to give up the identity with the body, isn't it? Even though it is a fact. Therefore, tan marganam sarva jayaya margaha. Therefore, what? What he says now? Tan marganam. Marganam means searching. Marganam means searching. Tan marganam. Making all possible efforts to discover that I, the nature of that I, what that I is. Discovering, analyzing and discovering, inquiring into the nature of that I, searching for the true, that I, what that I is what? Is the only way for all success, absolute success in terms of moksha. Sarva jayaha means all success. All success means what? Absolute success. Absolute success. What is that success by accomplishing which, everything else becomes relative. So he says, sarva jayaha here means what? Absolute success. So discovering the freedom which is already there is what? Absolute success. So really life becomes absolutely successful life. When do you discover absolute success? When does the absolute success become really accomplished? He says, the only way, margaha, sarva jayaya, kaha margaha, what is the way I can accomplish the absolute success? In terms of the moksha, he says, tan marganam, inquiring into the nature of that I, inquiring into the truth of that I, discovering what this I is the only way for you to accomplish the absolute success. Why? Because the entire cosmos is the form of that I. Why? How do you say? Because there is nothing in the world, the universe exists independent of that I. The universe exists, shines only when the I shines. When the I resolves, universe also resolves. The universe never enjoys independent existence other than the I. Therefore, the whole universe is the form of the I. Therefore, inquiring into the nature of that I, discovering the truth of that I, is the only way to discover to accomplish the absolute success. Tan marganam sarva jayaya margaha. Now, so what should we do now? If you want to be absolutely successful, you want to be all successful, all round success, person, all success, then don't worry about anything else. Search tan marganam. Ramana Maharishi gives the tip for us. Tan marganam. Marganam means searching of that I. Enquiring into the nature of that I. Just trying to know what that I is the only way. Margaha. Sarvajayaya tan marganam eva margaha. Anda nanai தேடி கண்டுபிடித்தலே அனைத்து வெற்றிக்கும் வழி. என்னை சொல்லக்கூடாது, நானை. அப்படிதான் கொடுத்திருக்கார் அவர். நான் இல்லாத போ, நான் இருக்கின்ற போது உலகெல்லாம் விளங்குகிறது. நான் இல்லாத போது உலகு எதுவும் விளங்குவதில்லை. ஆனால் நானே உலகனைத்தும் நானின் ரூபம், நானின் உருவமே. ஆனால் அந்த நானை தேடுதலே பெரும் எல்லா பெரும் வெற்றிக்கு வழி. I can translate the Sanskrit into Tamil so easily. But still, I can translate English also. But the problem is, unfoldment is very important, isn't it? Unfoldment is very important. Beautiful verses. Huh?
Question.
Ask the question. English. Ask the question in English.
Yeah, in English. When we say stay in I am, you know, they say as part of the exercise, you stay in I am. What does it really mean, stay in I am?
No, that is the thoughtless expression, Ravi. Staying in I am, stay in I am means actually stay, remain, be seated with yourself. That expression is wrong. Staying in I am means what? Everything stays in I only. So, staying in, when being seated with one's own self, one's own real nature. So, being seated with oneself, remaining in one's own self is staying in I am. Okay, staying in I. Which means you should know that I am consciousness. Being seated with oneself means having assimilated the fact of vision of the truth of I being consciousness. Having assimilated the vision of the truth of I being consciousness is remaining with oneself, being seated with oneself. See, after having assimilated also, still you can be relatively, you can be transacting in the world. You'll be involved in the worldly transactions, objectively, but still, absolutely, you are sure that the ID, there's no knower other than consciousness. I am the knower, so I myself am consciousness, being endowed with this fish vision. Not simple visions, having the assimilated vision of the truth of I, reality of I being consciousness. That's what is being seated with oneself, remaining with oneself, staying in I am. Which is not possible without the Shravana Manana Nididhyasanam. Chumma, there's a, be yourself. Who are they to tell us to be ourselves? We want to be ourselves, but we don't even know what it is, isn't it? Just be what you are. People come and say, big lesson, you know. What a profound teaching, my God. They come and tell us, what a profound teaching. Just be what you are. Just be, my God. What a profound expression. Just be. Who should be? Isn't it? How to be? Anyway, what they say, they understand these things. Even these verses, I never heard, but I can just unfold it. How? In the light of the Vedanta Shastra, all the light of the teaching, I already had it with me. without the teaching, how will you unfold these verses? I don't want anybody else to give, I don't want to hear any wrong explanation for this. People all, it's all very, fancy, the words, expressions. But do they really make sense? Vague expressions, isn't it, Ravi? Stay in I am means that's nice expression. Stay in I am, in fact, one can stay in I am. Stay in I am implies what? Shravanam Marana Nidhyasanam. Ganga Snanam. Must go all the way to Ganga and have a 3-time dips. Soaked and come out in Shastram. Only then you have Ganga Snanam, okay? Which means lots of Shravanam Marana Nidhyasanam. Then you can say what? That's what is staying in I am. Being seated with oneself. Remaining with oneself. Remaining in the company of one's own self. Very beautiful verses.
Are you having a break now?
Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah.
Okay, I'll get some tea. Thanks.
Yes.